Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. I'm so happy to have you back here today in this my radio show. This is the Fellowship of Great Minds. I want you to understand we do not see before we believe, but we believe before we see. That is how the world was being created. The world was without form, was without anything. But God saw it and called it into existence. That same God is your God. That same God is your Father. That same God is the one that created you and breathed upon you the same Spirit. So you have that Spirit of the supernatural, the super God. Then you are a God-man. The greatest book that has ever existed, which is the Bible, says, ye are gods and the children of the Most High. You were created in the image of God. He knows you by name. He can number all the hairs in your body, not just your head. He can give you the real account of every hair that is in your body. Relax, my friend. A great prophet shall hold your peace, for he will fight for you. Just calm down. If that same God can send a bird, a bird to feed, a reverend to feed, a prophet, he can do that for you, my friend. Relax. I'm assuring you that when you have a calm attitude, which reflects your faith, by laying a hand of your Creator, then you begin to see wonders begin to happen on earth. If a man like Peter, who even denied Jesus, can walk upon the sea, you can also walk upon the sea. I'm telling you about the spiritual things now, because the spiritual supersedes the physical. So we can always call the deep. We can always call those deep things to come into reality. You are the apple of God's eyes. You are the apple of the Creator's eyes. He looks upon you every time. Do you know that? He knows where you will be this afternoon. He knows where you will be this morning. He knows your evening. He knows your end from the beginning. He knows all your situations. I want you to understand this morning that it is possible to have a blessed day. The very day he created you into this world, he has placed an angel to follow you all along, guiding angels, host of angels to walk with you so that you can achieve your goal. Relax, friend. Just relax. Relax. Wisest man that has ever existed, Solomon said, that he maketh all things plentiful in his time. Solomon said, I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. Then 10, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, he said, he had made everything beautiful in his time. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Just relax. You've been struggling all this while. You've been struggling all this while, toiling all this while, laboring all this while. But I want you to understand it is time for you to lay it at the feet of God. History made us to understand something about two disciples of Jesus, Paul and Silas. Let's hear the little story about him, about them. Let's hear the story about Paul and Silas. It was recorded in this great book, the Bible, that there was a certain time in a city, as they were ministering the word of God, once they were going to the place of prayer, as they were going, there was a lady that has this spirit of prediction. Maybe she's a psychic or whatever you may call her. She kept on, she predicted, she knows how to predict the future, and it's true. Whatever she talks about the future is true. So this young lady went about as Paul, and saw Paul and Silas, he kept on telling, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High. She kept on interrupting the whole environment, making noise. Saying, these men are the servant of the Most High who are telling you the way to be saved. It is true. Her prediction was true, but it was annoying because she was not with the right spirit. So because of this, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, not to this lady, he said to the spirit, inside of this lady, I command you to come out of her right now. Merely he spoke, the spirit came out of her. Because of this, the honors of this lady, because she made money for these people, it's just like pimp. She made money for them. Because of that, they were so mad with Paul and Silas. They dragged them into the marketplace to face the authority. They brought them before the magistrate. These men were Jews and throwing our city into uproar by invoking custom unlawful for us. You see, they keep on accusing Paul and Silas. So because of this, the entire crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas when they brought them to the magistrate. Are you listening to me? I'm taking you to somewhere. When they brought Paul and Silas to the magistrate now ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. They flogged them with cane. This is an untold story. These are stories people have not told you. This Paul and Silas were being flogged, beaten with rods. And after beating them with drugs, they were thrown into the prison. And they gave the guards the commandment that this people should be jailed and locked up in the jail, not to come out at all. And their feet were being fastened. They were being jailed, locked up. Then something happened. At midnight, Paul and Silas relax. My question today, when you are faced with problems, what do you do? What is your attitude? What is your attitude? Are you listening to this radio show today? and Silas relax. It is recorded in this great book that Paul and Silas prayed, sing hymns. They were dancing, and the other prisoners listened to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison was shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. As they relax, Paul and Sarah relax, they prayed, sing hymns, dance. There was an earthquake. The angels came in and bulldozed the prison, that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chain came loose. The jailer woke up, and when they saw the prisoners open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." So, which means a man with a relaxed attitude will always have a spiritual breakthrough. Relax. Whenever you have been faced with problems, with storms of this life, I am telling you, hold your peace. Some people cannot withstand it. When they are faced with situations, they run around, putting themselves, telling people they're supposed not to tell, complaining, become negative, become depressed. But I'm telling you, there's something that God wants to do inside that your situation. Do you understand today in this radio show? God allowed them to be arrested. God allowed them to be flogged. God allowed them. He knows that if God wants me to do it, to send angels to just destroy those people at that time, he would have done it. But he allowed them. He allowed it. It was him that allowed it. Allowed them to be flogged. God knows when they were being thrown into the prison, but he didn't say anything, because he wants to perform his wonders in the life of these people. He wants to show the people that he is God and is still among men. If you go through this story, you discover that the jailers, a lot of people were converted to Christianity because of this. My friend, you are blessed. Take advantage of that situation. Be strong and be courageous, because there's something God wants to do in your life. Because there's a great miracle awaiting you. God wants to use that situation or that circumstance to turn it around and become a blessing in the life of you and the life of others. Stop complaining, my friend. Relax. Allow him to do his will. According to Solomon, he says, he maketh all things beautiful in his time. In verse 14, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, in verse 14, he said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. When it is God's time in your life, no devil, no demonic force, no woman, no man, no situation can change it. Because when it is God's time, it is forever. When God blesses you, you are blessed. When God fixes you, you are fixed. When God fixes your family, it is fixed. When God commands his blessings upon you, that is what it will be. That is what it will be. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. God is doing it because he wants men to fear before him. He wants men to know that he is with us. The kingdom of God is within us. Your kingdom, the kingdom of God for you, is just within you, right there with you. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? The kingdom of God is within us. Relax. Relax, my friend. Relax. Allow the supernatural to act for you. Another untold story, which was recorded and which will remain forever, is the story about Peter. King Herod threw Peter into the prison. He locked him up in the prison and prepared for the festival of unleavened bread. That when it comes that day, he's going to destroy him. He's going to kill him. Because the attitude of King Herod was accepted by all the Jews. This is the story you need to know, an untold story. God allowed Herod to arrest Peter after Brother James was beheaded. Why did God didn't rescue Brother James from being beheaded? God knows what he's doing. There's nothing out of the knowledge of God. God knows everything. That he allowed the head of James, the brother of John, to be put to death with a sword. This time around, King Herod was so happy. He said, okay, since the Jews have accepted what I do, he proceeded to get Peter. He made sure he arrested Peter and put him in the prison. He handed him over to be carried by four squads of four soldiers, each soldiers to guard him in the prison. He was kept in the prison. But there's something that was so spectacular. The church was earnestly praying for him. People were praying for him. They didn't sleep. They were praying, fasting, praying for Peter. But in the prison, Peter was just relaxing. The history or the story recorded that Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. As they were sleeping, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. At the appointed time, the angel of the Lord appeared. He maketh all things beautiful in his time. Peter, note, was bound with chains. He can't even move, but he was sleeping very well, like a baby, between two soldiers. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in his cell. This light struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. I don't know the chain. The devil has locked you up. Is it the chain of indecision? I don't know the prison the devil has locked you in. I don't know the prison someone has locked you in. I don't know the prison your situation has locked you in. But I want you to understand, it is possible to have a blessed day. Just relax, my friend. Just relax. Because it is possible to have a blessed day. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist. That same angel which God has given you is about to destroy every chains of the devil against your life, every chains of disappointment, every chains placed by the wicked one in your life. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me. The angel told him, Peter, follow me out of the prison. And he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and the second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. And they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left. There's an angel that is guiding you. There's an angel that is guiding you today. Do you believe, my friend? You have a guiding angel. And this is your turn to shine, the time for your breakthrough. In 14 days' time, which is it? Days, in 14 days' time, which is days of divine favor, you will have a complete breakthrough because that angel has been sent. That ministering spirit has been sent to bless you. Do you believe this word today? Relax with this music. Praise God. I know that it's your turn to shine. That means you're Mr. Right, or that you're Miss Right. It is time for your favor. That relationship that was disorganized today has been renewed. We call it reunion. That sickness that has been a problem, that is the chain of the devil, that sickness will disappear because it is the doing, it is the zeal of the Lord that has come. Relax in the hand of God. The great king says, the Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He has anointed my head with oil and my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. God has prepared a table before you. It is God that prepared the table. It is the Creator that has prepared the table. In 14 days, begin to receive this miracle that is coming your way. Can you claim it this hour in 14 days? Be ready for your breakthrough in 14 days. Stop counting your blessings from today. It is well with your soul. This is your singing time. This is your dancing time. This is the time for you to praise God, praise the Creator. Because it is His zeal that shall perform it. You know a prophet when he speaks and it comes to pass.
Everyone,
14 days is your time. 14 days is your days of divine favor. Begin to claim it. Begin to claim it. Begin to believe it. Begin to receive it. Because it is your turn to shine. I will see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Come again and fellowship with me. And let this day be in your mind. Write it down in your book. Write it down in your paper. that in 14 days I will receive my letter of appointment, that in 14 days I will receive my package, that in 14 days I will receive my miracle money, that in 14 days I will receive my good health. This is the voice of Dr. Emmanuel Udoye. And I assure you that it is possible to have a blessed day. Please invite your friends to this radio show. Good morning, America. It is possible to have a blessed day. Invite your family. Invite your loved ones, invite anyone you can invite. Give them the direction to this radio station. It is for you. My earnest desire is for you to make it in this life, because I want to see you at the top. My family, thank you for being my partner. Thank you for working with me. Thank you for being my disciple. I'll see you again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. God bless.